Welcome back to another episode of Inspired Parenting. I am Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com. And today I want to talk about meeting your child where they're at. This comes up a lot for me when I'm coaching people because we've been trained so often to teach our kids how to fit in, how to make it in the world, how to be successful. And a lot of that comes from our own upbringing of how, you know, any pain that we had growing up usually related around the topic of fitting in or not fitting in. And so it's so important to us for to be good parents is to make sure our children don't go through any pain that they don't have to. And in doing so, we work very hard to have them fit in. The thing is that when we try to fit in anywhere, we're not necessarily being ourselves. We aren't being authentic. We're not bringing our gifts to the table. You know, I talk about being, you know, a puzzle piece in the universal jigsaw puzzle. And if you don't bring your piece of the puzzle to it, we all miss out. There's a missing piece. And so when we try to fit in ourselves or we try to make sure our kids fit in, we're trying to fit a puzzle piece into a place that it doesn't fit into because it's not real. We aren't being ourselves and our children aren't being themselves. There's a whole new group of kids coming onto the planet that are very different than who we were when we came in. And if we try to get them to fit in to the way we think they should be, we're not only doing them a disservice, we're doing ourselves a disservice and the planet. Because the world needs whatever your child is bringing in here. So we want to make sure that they get the opportunity to be the best they can be. Not the best thing in the world, the best person, the most successful, the most, you know, liked. It's the one that can be, when they can be themselves, they can bring their gifts and use them to make a difference. And so when I say meeting your children where they're at, I mean, instead of trying to teach them to fit in and to be someone they're not, find out who they are and who they want to be and assist them, guide them in that direction. Help them to really enhance their gifts and talents, to grab onto them with passion and gusto. Be honoring of the gifts that they bring in. I mean, if they're someone who likes to cause trouble, you don't want to squash that down because a child that maybe likes to cause trouble is one of those children that's going to be a revolutionary because they're not scared to go against the grain. They're not scared to push the limits on what is right and what is wrong. They could make a huge impact in the world if we don't shut down that gift by helping them to fit in so they don't get hurt. So meeting children where they're at is about finding out who your child is and being the guide to help them be the best they can be at who they are. Not the best they can be in who you want them to be, who you think they should be, who the world thinks they should be. It's who they really are. So when you're teaching kids and being out in the world with your child, support them. Be that support system that stands behind them. And if they're a troublemaker, talk about that. You know, enhance that. Say, wow, that's a really an amazing outlook you've got there. That's a great perspective. I love it. What do you think we can do with that? How can we work with that? Support them out in the world. Support them in being the best they can be. So just shift your whole idea of how you grew up, how you were parented. And there's a reason why you are the parent of this child. There is a spirit-to-spirit connection. You have what they need, and they have what you need to both be the best you can be. It's an interrelationship. It's honoring who you are and who they are and working together to both be the best you can be and feel really good about yourself. So that's what I mean by meeting children where they're at. And then take them where they want to go. And have a great time doing it, because you're going to be learning all along the way about parts of yourself that you may not have seen before. You're going to be able to reparent yourself and start to honor your own inner gifts and talents that maybe were shut down because your parents or something really wanted to make sure you didn't get hurt, so they made sure you fit in. They were doing the best they can. You have different knowledge, a different journey, and you are going to do the best you can. I hope this has been really helpful. Go out there and find out who your child really is and have a great time taking them where they want to go. It's a fabulous and so rewarding journey that I wish you all the best. And you know where I am if you need anything at all. You can go to marilynforman.com and email me at marilyn@marilynforman.com. If you have any questions or need anything at all, that's great. You can also go to the Work with Marilyn page if you want some coaching or you want to look into the courses. Take care, enjoy your day, and enjoy your child. Bye for now.